Work is expected to begin before year's end in an area just north of downtown Flagstaff known as Dry Lake Hills. The thinning effort is aimed at reducing the risk of catastrophic wildfires and subsequent flooding, similar to the 2010 Schultz Pass fire that devastated Flagstaff homes. Brianne McGee is a spokesperson for the Coconino National Forest.
This is an ecosystem that relies on fire historically and naturally. So one of the things we will be looking at is some prescribed burning. We'll also see logging trucks coming possibly right through town here and there. And in the long term, expect to see prescribed burning.
The Flagstaff Watershed Protection Project is also aimed at protecting Flagstaff's water supply, 50% of which comes from Lake Mary. The municipal bond adds nearly 11,000 acres to current thinning plans already underway on the National Forest in and around Flagstaff. The effort is the first in the nation to result from a direct citizen vote. It's also the first to use taxpayer money on federal land with financing from a property tax on Flagstaff homeowners. Tax bills will remain the same since the new tax corresponds with the expiration of an earlier assessment. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Terry Ward in Flagstaff.